We had seven race members and towards the end of CPA, we found out to use the medallist, the bottom line. We're speaking about a problem that a person has a behemoth. He was talking about it was purchased by Shutfist and two partners. Half belongs to the Yid and half belongs to the guy. And the ideal situation would have been when they started the partnership that they should make up that their partner's 5 days of the week, Shabbos belongs to the guy and Sunday belongs to the Yid. That's the ideal way to solve all problems. But if this was not done, so it comes out they are partners 7 days a week, and the guy is working with the behemah on Shabbos, and he's working with the Yid's behemah. That is the problem which we're trying to find solutions. So let us see the bottom line. V'yesh matirin, others are mata al yidei sheyazir Yisrael asayne Yehudi. The Yid will warn the guy Shabbat. He tells them you shouldn't work with the behemah on Shabbat. And if you do melachah, so all the responsibility will lie on the guy. Vafilo may on him. Afilo anoinis will occur. That all responsibility, whatever will occur, if you do work on Shabbat, so whatever occurs to the behemoth, you have full responsibility. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, not only if something occurs to the behemoth, but if the behemoth gets cheaper, your mechuyev to pay me the value what it was when we became shuftim. That means you're going to suffer the loss that went down in value. So the guy has full responsibility on this behemoth. That should be the agreement. The yisroiv kain baal koi sayim, and also they should go to the goyish court. And they should get a statement from the court to this agreement that both of them agree the guy is not allowed to do work on Shabbat, and if he does do work on Shabbat, he has the full responsibility. The hashtag up to the court, the guy is a court. The hashtag in bo lasis bo melacha be Shabbat. So now, if he does do melacha on Shabbat, Yisrael, this is not considered the Yid behemoth, Shrei Kono Heine Yehudi L'Yisraelim Bonsel. Since the guy has all responsibilities on the behemoth, it is considered this is the guy's behemoth, and that's a hetter. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. He should warn the guy. That means he has all responsibility, but he does not have the ownership to sell it. It's not his to sell. It is still considered the guy's behemoth, the Sosam Bozer, Kedasam Atirim, Lael Besim David. And now the Machaba was saying, that means in the beginning of Sif David, he brought down a Machlaikis. If a guy has all the responsibilities, the mutter that the behemoth is allowed to work on Shabbos, is it considered the guy's behemoth? So he said, Yesh Matirim, the Yesh Aimrim, that is also. He brought down two days. That was in Seif Dalim. In Seif, hey, now the Mechaber asking like the first Dayim, that since he's responsible for all responsibility, it's considered his. The Sotsam Bezdek, Chidas, Amatirim, Lerbe, Seif Dalim, the Hochen Amimairi, Shekibla Olov Vershusoy Lenin Yukra Vizulen, that if it gets cheaper or gets more expensive, it is considered Vershus Ha'akum. So even though he does not have any right to sell it, but since he has all these responsibilities and privileges, so this is considered the Goy's behemoth, and it's mutter that the Goy to work with it on Shabbos. The Yishtoiv came, Lefersume Milton, so they should go to court, and this should become the Shlausim, Shloyavoy Lidei Cheshoder. That means we know that they're shuksim, they're partners, and the guy is working on Shabbos, and people will be hoishing the youth. It's your behemoth, you're a shuksim, and the guy is working on Shabbos. So that's why if he goes to a Goyish court and they put out a statement with this agreement that if the guy works, the guy has all responsibilities, this will become nisfalsen, and there won't be a shot. Of course it says, Akai Seyem. Now the remote. The remote says, Ago, just the remote. Vesbo, Tidode, Heterim, Eilu, Hilchasaninu. We had mentioned before, there are other Aifanim, how we could be matter. That the guy should do work with the behemoth. Halacha, these other Eifanim are also good. The Yochel Lasei Eidem and Sheyotel. So halachically, the other Eifis, which we have learned before, Meiter Adin are permissible. Vafilu ima behema kuno shel Yisrael. Till now we're speaking about the Shutrim, and the Yid is giving over only his ownership, which is half a bailin. Vafilu ima behema kuno shel Yisrael. Dinai hilo haitha b'shutvis ein Yehudi. It's equivalent like it was purchased b'shutvis. And they made up in the beginning that it's going to be the Goyes on Shabbos. God say your foul thing, but we have to make a pilsum sha'osa derechetem, because without this pilsum, there's a Shabbos. We said we're in the court, so you have to make a pilsum. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hilchos Aninu. The best heter is Sheyakna Oysom Loi Bechoil B'mechire Gemurel. They're shutfen. There's a problem. This guy works on Shabbat. So the best answer would be they should now make a Maisa Kenyan and he should sell it to the guy the Mechire Gemurah. The Yitain Loi, for Shabbat, Al Kaponim, he should sell it to the guy. The Yitain Loi, Oif Gab Alzeh, and the guy should give him a down payment. I mean, we're speaking about a behemoth that's worth $1,000. The guy is not interested in buying the behemoth now. He doesn't have... They bought the behemoth at the beginning. He laid out the money for it. So he says, let the yeast sell his chalik to the guy. Now, how should the scale work? We should give him a down payment. And the rest of the money below him. That means he's selling it to him. So the down payment is not sufficient. So the rest of the money, hello him. The Yasim Apoiteki Yisrael, and we should say the money that you owe me should be, so the animal should be security, that if you don't pay me the money, the animal will be security that I can get back my money from you. Shiyiya Botua Bimoiso. Now, so if this is the best way, now it was sold to the guy for Shabbos. It was sold. Vanochin Sheyasin Yina Mechire Bifnei Dayone Ha'ir. This mechire should be done in Bezdin. Today Sheyasin Kidin Toirem. That means when you're selling to a guy, you need proper kinyonim. You need kesef, you need meshuchim. You need proper kinyonim. So two laymen are going to make a kinyan soul finish, it won't be sufficient. So if you want to do something properly, go now to Bezin and make a mechirim that should have a proper kinyan. What? No, you should go to Bezin. He's saying to go to Bezin. He's selling it now. He was talking about a case of selling. They say, yes, the kiddin toyrim. The gam sheyefusamadova also will go to Bezin. So it also will become the sparsen. So yeshash marisai. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, we hear him. The Ramah says, whatever you do, b'diyavid you can be shoymacham. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the best thing there are there, this is the best thing to do, to make a Mashiach tell us to the guy. Or in Sharifin, he says, this guy is not so compliable, he can tell us another guy. That means this Kalik can tell us another guy. So I'll suppose whatever is working Shabbos, not his bane. We'll sell it. Fine. Hey, the mem she used to. I knew. Da'av. Va'afilu. Ima bane mat kula shal yifel. I know. Da'av. E kabola sa'chayit mulhud. Shekosta va'mechabel. Limsoy v'vol mahani gambazem. This eitha is also a good eitha. Avdein le'rishus le'ni yudi le'mochem. Kivin de'medes v'rishus le'ni yudi le'zulem. V'sotam bo'zeh kedata yesh v'tirem v'sigdam. That it means the Ramah is saying, me'kiradin, you can rely on what the Habba said before. That this is the first day in Tivdalit. That if the guy has complete achrayus, afilu yukra v'zula on the behemoth, we can consider the guy's behemoth. The yoysel toif, he says, that's what the Ramah says. Well, let me tell you, the best thing is shuyasa mechire gemure. The best, here we still have a machloikis, the 2 days and Tivdalit. The yoytan taim shiat the mechir gemurim, the chanal besim kodma medalev, yidei lotse yitzkam dasa machmirim shom, kile divreim yesh boze shash dei reitem. That means we're playing with fire. He has a behemoth, and the guy is going to work with it on Shabbos. There's a shayla v'nitzel dei reitem. So, there's a machloikis, if this ain't that he tells the guy, if you work with it, you have complete responsibility. So the Mechaber says we can rely on the day that holds up is sufficient. But we're playing with fire. There's a Mechaber stop asking in this. But even though the Mechaber said we can rely on it, Mishnah Berurah says, I'm telling you something better. When it comes to the eye, don't be a tightrope walker and, well, I have a lot the machlokes are posting. The best thing is to sell it. Now, the imkor sheloy, but now we're going to go all the way, the other way, the exact opposite. The imkor sheloy lasay But as if he can't do all these things, he can't make the sofnach with the goy. The goy does not want the Kabbalah Hayes. And the Yid has a tremendous problem. He doesn't have an ace of what to do. Explain. A person has field. The only workers he can get a goyish oris. A goyish oris means that the guy is going to work on the field, he gets the percentage of the crop. That's the only way, that's the only workers he can get. Get an oris that's going to work on the field. But with this goy, or with these goyim, there's a double problem. The guy comes to tell him, listen, there's two problems over here. Number one, I do not possess shvorim to make harisha. You have to supply me the shvorim. I don't have shvorim. You want me for a worker? I'm a worker. I don't have shvorim. They have to supply him with shvorim. Shvorim, no, so now it's his payment. And then the guy tells him something else. Let me tell you, I'm going to work on Shabbos. I'm going into this. I want to make sure to be a bumper crop. I'm going to work on Shabbos. This person has field. This is the only eight. The goy is not going to be mekabel achayis. This is take it or leave it. And this is what the goy is telling me. You have to give me shvorim, and I'm going to work on Shabbos. Or else, what? Flexes his shoulders. It's a shot of cock. We have to find the heifer for the sheep. Yes, listen, my al das habach hanau. We learned the beginning of the Siman Habach. Shemata yidei sheyavkirim bifnei shloisha koydem haShabbos. That before Shabbos, he goes to three people. He says he's mafka all the shvorim. How many people know about it? Some people know about it. Not everyone knows about it. It's not too big of a person. He's Mavke Vishvorim. Now, so this takes off the Isur D'oraisa. It's not Vishvorim that are working. It takes off the Isur D'oraisa. Not too many people know about it, so be a shot. People will be speaking about it. But Al Kaponim, in this matter, we took off the Isur D'oraisa, and that's what you should do when you're in a predicament. The Yifusa Madova, the three people, so that's the type of a person. Bulayovi Lide Ashad, the Hefka, what? Three Yidin. The Hefka, so Hliyois, Belaim Sholem. But this he has to make sure. It's not a finney thing. If we're being mocked at this, he has to know he was mafka the behemoth for Shabbos. It's a hefka for Shabbos. We're not afraid that the guy is busy working with the behemoth, and he won't let it be kindness, but he was mafka the behemoth for Shabbos, and he has to do this for life. Sholem. I will below shots of cock, ain't least much all I have to get my shakas. I love Mr. Wilson talking to Dalit, saying his skin without a motion behead you. So, because of the Mr. Bullet told us, Lamaite, If you have the capability of selling the bank, making a Maisekinyan and Bezdin, that's Gladkosha. Make a Maisekinyan, it's sold to the Goy, this Goy or a different Goy, and then it's Mefusim. That is the most proper thing to do. If you cannot do this, so the second eighth is that we should speak with the guy, Yeshiva Mekabal, all our high is all responsibility. Halachically, we can assume that's also considered like it belongs to the guy. If nothing, there's no other eighth, we can return it on the bar, and he'll be mafkid as of Shabbos, the mafkid for Shabbos, and hope for the best. That means, but what will be if the guy finds out about it, the guy will be claiming it on Shabbos for himself? That's the price. That's the price. That's the price of a shame of Shabbos. This is what he had to do, but that's all kachon, and what he has to do. So then, if he did all these things, so just like there was a proper shirtzah. That if the guy is working for himself. So we had a problem. We had a problem that it's the Yid Behemoth. So that's the Eitzel. Avolasas Melechas Yisrael B'Shachet. But to work for the Yid, ain't had the cloud. That means that the guy should work on the new field. He sold them the behemoth, but the guy is working for him. That is no effort. So he called Mokin. I say, Haimi Yehudi, Melechus Yisrael, B'Shabbos, B'Shilai. Yeah, I have to understand, working on Shabbos, there's two things. There's the behemoth and there's the goy. You sold the behemoth to the goy, you took care of the behemoth. But now you have to take care of the goy, and the goy is going to work for you. It's no good. But, well, let's see that. Im hasusim hu shel Yisrael. If the susim belong to these horses, we'll see soon. Elim kain hu muskulay rak limaloch zu litay masusim loy lechoy schoirem b'chol eishe yitzar v'shon zu ashori laharambam k'moyshe kosev simen reish man dalet zivay. Now let's just explain what he just said now. We had in simen reish mem dalet a person hired a guy and he told the guy, I'm hiring you to do one thing. You should write letters for me. When should you write? Whenever I need a letter, you should write it. Now, according to this, he's hired for the year. He pays him a weekly salary, and his work is, whenever I'll need a letter, I'll tell you when you write the letter. Now, this case, normally, that means in 365 days of the year, normally the guy has worked for 200 days during the year. It's spread out in 200 days. He hired him for a specific job to write letters. So in this case, normally 200 days of the year, this guy, I'm hiring you, you should work for me. If it's only 200 days and 365 days of the year, the guy can make sure that the malachah should not be done on Shabbat. He has enough time in the year to write another day. Therefore, so when I'm hired the goy, I'm not hired to work for me on Shabbos. 365 days in the year, in the work he has will take him 200 days. He does not have to work on Shabbos. This goy wants to work on Shabbos. He wants to, Hashem. He wants to work on Shabbos. So according to the Rambam says this is for Mr. Ho. Even though I hired him to work, but since me thought that when I hired him, there is no obligation to work on Shabbos. That when he is working on Shabbos only for his own benefit, I do not derive any benefit whatsoever that he worked on Shabbos. This is permissible. That's case number one. Case number two is we had before he hired the guy, listen, but whenever I'll need you, I want you to be available. Do this, whatever any work I'll have, I want you to be available. Now, the guy decided, I'm not telling him to work on Shabbos. I'm not telling him to work on Shabbos. The guy decided to work on Shabbos. Now that the guy decided to work on Shabbos, the guy is now available for me someday, and could very well be that since he worked on Shabbos, that's why I have a guy available for me someday. So I am deriving benefit from that, that the guy works Shabbos. That means if the setup is such that I'm not deriving benefits from that, that he's working on Shabbos. There's plenty of time he can do his work. And he's doing it because he wants to do it on Shabbos. That's another mother. If he was hired for all malachim, so then one has to take into consideration that there might be a malachi Sunday that he needs the guy, and that, I didn't tell him to do the Shabbos, but that he did it on Shabbos. Oh, Hashem, I won't tell him, thank you, but, and made them, thank the person. He worked on Shabbos, not Sunday. So this is also. So now we're going to stand the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. If I have a guy that drives my horses, or I have a wagon, he's a balagola. There are a multitude of jobs the guy does during the year. He's a jack of all trades. So I'm going to tell the guy now, so he works there. He works with my horses also. So there are two problems. There's the horses and the guy. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, don't think I'm going to go over to the guy out of Shabbos. I'm selling you the horses. Fine, I'm selling you the horses. Fine, the horses are taken care of. Sell them for Shabbos for the guy. But if you have such a situation that you hired the guy to work for you, whatever you'll need, you're deriving benefit from that, that he's working on Shabbos, besides available Sunday. So this is also not because of the horses, because of the guy. Now, Lafin, when he came to Mishnah Berurah. Lafin said, so he said like this, we were only speaking about that the guy was working for himself. So the whole problem was the horses, you sell the horses, all your problems are solved. Well, if he said, Yimasusim, who shall Yisrael? But what if the horses belong to the guy? Yeah. He was hired for everything. Whenever I need you, so I want you to work. So you don't have a head. I told them the horses. I can't let him do my work because by working Shabbos and getting deriving benefits from that, that he's available Sunday. So the problem is not the horses. The problem is the guy that's working for you. אלא אם כן הוא מוסקלו רק למלוכס זו, ליטא עם הסוסים לא יכולה להסתכל בחולי שיתר ראשון הזו. But if he's not hired for all melachos, he only delivers. Now, in delivering is not something that every day, people don't move every day, you don't have to deliver every day. This is, delivering is something that in the span of a year, 200 days is working for you, but there's, there, we don't have to say that since he delivered on Shabbos, I'm getting, deriving benefits on Sunday, because he didn't, he could have delivered it on Friday, he could have delivered it on Sunday. So if he's only hired by me for one job, then we have the test of the Rambam, so then the guy is taken care of, I'll tell him the horses are taken care of, and then Shalom al Yisrael. So that's what the Mishabullah says here. Vafilu boy, but Vafilu, he only works a delivery guy. But I can't tell him, listen, everything, they go on Shabbos, that is different, I can't tell him. Hello, the moon, I say, I'm afterward, but if he wants to go on Shabbos, I'm not deriving benefit from that he's going on Shabbos. We could have done it on Sunday and Monday, Friday. He did it on Shabbos, he wants to do it on Shabbos. So I'm not deriving benefit. He's not hired for me to work on Shabbos. And the horses belong to him. His ain't so, Lamon name is there. Rak sheyefarsen, but you have to be mefarsen about the Mechila. I am a bir aloche sheyveinu. Well, let's finish this thing. Rak sheyefarsen, I am a bir aloche sheyveinu. The aim kidai lahata ayidei kola teirim elo vishas adhai. That means like this. We just said there's a heter, a guy rented from me, a behemoth, there's a problem, he's in the work on Shabbos. So I'll tell him the behemoth. But, to tell avec your business, that my business is in such a way that my whole business exists because I only sell the behemoth. Lafuki, we'll see in a minute. Me'elu anoshim, shemoichim b'kavone eshvareyim le'ene Yehudi, shedeng sheyasa behem melocha b'shabit, Vamalocha Likrei Al Shem Yisrael. Now, the Bir Alocha, he speaks about such a case. There was a person who had a horse and buggy. This was Yankel's horse and buggy. Yankel, a whole week, he used to deliver things with his horse and buggy. Yankel, that horse. And he takes care of the horse. Shabbos, he's going to sell the horse to the guy. Sell the horse to the guy. That was the guy's horse. But the guy somehow, he doesn't have a problem. But the problem is, a Yankel's horse and buggy is working on Shabbos. So he sold it. So this is not... This is not a true duape. This is not a true duape. That means if we know that this is his business, this is his horse and us, and every Shabbos we sell it to a guy, v'mlocha nikreis Hashem Yisrael, va'av de'em limchoiz v'yad ha'mekilim bozer, The others who are Michael. I mean, even though this is each week this is done and tells us that the guy, somehow the guy is taken care of, but this is how his whole business is set up. His whole business is set up, like each week he tells us that the guy. So you can be Moichan the Mekilim, the Kolmokan, Kolbal Nefesh, Yochish Laatme, Leilat Hezeh Kim Rishat Avchad, Malpi Eirot Chochom, Malpi Eirot Chochom. That means like this. This whole Tumen was written not for how to create a style of life, a style of business. This Tumen was written for people who have problems. He rented it out for the guy. We started off. The guy said, I'm going to give it back to you, Shabbos. Ken Shabbos, he's working with it. So what do you do now? There's an atheist. So, all these are atheists that were thought up for Shabbos. But to make a lifestyle out of it, this is how my business is going so long. I'm selling the payments to the guy. There are others that are matter, and there are others that are not matter. We just give a dugman, the Biralochi brings this down. There's an Indian of Mechidas Chometz, Mechidas Chometz. The Indian of Mechidas Chometz originated by people who have stocks of Chometz. They own the beer companies, schnapps companies, have thousands and thousands of dollars worth of Chometz. It's going to come other places. So this person is in a predicament. So they made an Indian of Mechilas Chometz, sell it to a guy, finish. And we relied on this. It's Mechilas. But if a person has $5 worth of Chometz, now he has two alternatives. He can throw it away, he can burn it out of paper. $5 to make it a lifestyle. And now listen, the grocery store sells it to the guy. Why can't I sell it to the guy? There's a big difference. The grocery store is a predicament. And a shot of track. So we bend backwards and we'll make a machine. We'll be famous on the machine. That means even though between you and me there's a shash, this whole machine is an omen. The guy really thinks he bought the payment. But it's on black and white. They're officially it's sold. But it's, oh, come on, and Allah has we rely on this. But he says, this is only a shot of hot, but to make a lifestyle out of it, one should not do. That's what he said. Well, let's first finish, we have to finish the thing. Yeah, now, anu ma'ito. Yisrael sheyesh lo yisru. Ayim has a hot. Here's a predicament. Obo ha-moshel ha-machiroi la-shiloi oi la-shiroi. That means the head of the province of the town, he is a horse. He comes over to him, the best friend, says he does him a lot of favors. He says, you know, I want to borrow your horse. I want to rent your horse. Who ain't the yochel of mine? She said, how long do you want to borrow the horse? Now he gets a little start sweating. He said, ride the horse a month. My horse. I surrendered to him. I'm Irish Jesus Behemta. What should I do? Who ain't the yochel of mine? They can't tell them, I would prefer not to lend it to you. I mean, that's all he needs. The guy will remember this for Rosh Hashanah Netzach. So what did he do? Jim Kerenu Loi B'Dodo Amura. They should go over and say, no, I'd love to do this for you, but I'm not allowed to do it. No, I'm going to sell you the horse for $5. Once I rent it for a month for $50, I'll sell you the horse for $5. Finish that. God, you have a bunch of laughs and great complaining. That's what a horse for $5. We can work with it the whole month on this horse. The master car, Yasser, the evil lawyer, has to the gamma sphere. That will be afterwards. The guy will give him back the horse, and they'll give him the rental also. Now, between you and me, this is a little goofy. If it was a mechira who was sold to the child, we paying rent for him. But I is, that the whole thing was a joke, the whole thing. He says, no. Matone ba'alme yoivlei. Halachically, I can say it was sold. I told the guy, I'm selling it to you, it was sold. The guy wants to give him back the horse. Thank you. I said, from the guy. He wants to give him the spirit. So it's not that he owes him the spirit. It's a matone. Finish. That's what you're doing, so sweet. Okay.